What's it like to be a teenager right now? Teen artists from Maryland have answered that question in paintings, drawings, and installations for shows at the American University Museum and the recent Smithsonian Folklife Festival. But as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, not everybody wanted to see the full picture.
The show at American University runs the gamut of experiences, from gaming to the pandemic. In one room, artists recreated a life-sized classroom with desks and chairs, laptops and notebooks, a whiteboard at the front. The sounds of paper shuffling and a ticking clock are interrupted.
Well, my first lockdown was in elementary school.
Rising high school senior Alexander Weiss says he's had about 5 lockdowns since then. He and the other 2 artists wanted to create an immersive experience into
what high schoolers have to deal with going into school every day and knowing that we could at any moment be put in a lockdown situation, and there's always that looming fear of, are we going to die from this?
Weiss is one of the artists involved with the Museum of Contemporary American Teenagers, founded in 2017 by Maryland high school teacher David Lopilato.
So many of our cultural moments were kind of set by teenagers, and yet we kind of systematically ignore them.
I got to go down onto the National Mall and paint a mural for the Smithsonian, which was kind of the coolest thing ever.
Flair Doherty is a rising high school senior. She was one of 4 artists who created a mural about the realities of being a teen today.
The mural depicts things from the stresses of college acceptance to protest to dealing with the coronavirus pandemic to self-image.
The protesters in the mural hold signs that read, "Protect kids, not guns," and "The climate is changing, why aren't we?" Mary Beth Tinker was also at the festival giving a presentation about free speech.
And I went over and talked to the students a bit and encouraged them because they were making this beautiful mural about issues that they cared about.
When Tinker was in 8th grade in 1965, she and other students were suspended for wearing black armbands to protest the Vietnam War. The incident led to a Supreme Court case in which a majority of the court ruled that students didn't give up their First Amendment rights once they were in public schools. She was impressed to see the teens' mural included an anti-war message.
One of the issues that was featured was Free Palestine. And that's an issue that I care about as well.
But here's where the students clashed with the Smithsonian. Artist Flair Doherty said a Smithsonian staff member came up and said the words Free Palestine were, quote, anti-Semitic and hateful.
And I said that I was Jewish and I disagreed. And she said that she was Jewish too and that the fact that I was Jewish didn't matter. We talked for maybe 3 minutes. It did not really get anywhere.
Doherty says someone else told them the mural would probably have to be painted over. It wasn't, but
we went over the next day, and it was completely covered in tarps.
18-year-old artist Leda Pelton was also working on the mural. She says she was told it was covered partly for the teens' protection.
They were afraid that somebody was going to walk by and, like, see the Free Palestine on our mural and get mad and hurt us. And I'm like, maybe we're not the problem in that situation. I don't understand why we would be the one that would be blamed for that. We were the one who has to change our behavior because somebody else decided that they were too angry to just walk by something that they didn't agree with.
The Smithsonian is giving a few reasons for why the mural was covered. Clifford Murphy is director of the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage.
The Smithsonian had received complaints from festival goers about the mural, and the Smithsonian doesn't promote or endorse individual political statements. And so because the Smithsonian has ultimate authority and responsibility for its content, we decided to cover the mural.
Murphy says the decision had nothing to do with the pressure the Smithsonian has been under from the White House. In March, President Trump issued an executive order saying the Smithsonian had, quote, come under the influence of a divisive, race-centered ideology. But Mary Beth Tinker can't help but see a connection.
I'm a huge fan of the Smithsonian's and the Folklife Festival, and I don't want to see them in any way harmed or in any way put under pressure to, you know, censor what they're doing.
Tinker says she's heard from students who are afraid to speak up because they worry about things like what colleges they might apply to will think. She tells them, don't stop.
you always can be proud of speaking up about the things that you really believe in, because that's a life of integrity.
Meantime, the mural is in storage at the Smithsonian. Artist Leda Pelton hopes they can get it back. She says the mural isn't just about the protest. Her section is about cars and college acceptance. There's another section about being watched by social media.
So we're hoping to bring it somewhere where we can fully finish it and have it fully realized as a completed artwork.
Clifford Murphy says the artwork belongs to the Smithsonian, but he's open to discussing what to do with it next. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.